This is WSBT's Community Update on 96.1 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm John Hoffman. They're the school programs that can make all the difference for your children. Springfield, Massachusetts Empowerment Zone designed its enrichment programs to fill in education gaps and help with social, emotional learning. WSBT 22 Operation Education Investigator Tali Taylor talked to program leaders in Massachusetts to see what the roadmap might look like for South Bend's Empowerment Zone.
With nearly 40 enrichment programs at Duggan Academy in Springfield, they're no joke. Community members reach out with their ideas, school administrators evaluate them every year, and drop the ones that aren't working. And for some, they can be life-saving.
I take pride in giving back into my community and making sure that I can give that social emotional needs that our youth does need.
Cesar Caratini says he was a difficult child when he attended Duggan Academy in Springfield, Massachusetts. He grew up in a tough neighborhood, and he knows he wouldn't be where he is today if not for enrichment programs like the one he leads.
I grew up here. I graduated from here. The program that I'm in, and I can say this honestly, saved my life.
Caratini comes to Duggan to teach a leadership curriculum, a self-reflection class where students discover what their core values are and talk about what they want to do with their lives. Caratini's class is one of nearly 40 enrichment programs Duggan has added to help students.
Every week, for 2 hours, every single 6th, 7th, and 8th grader gets an enrichment.
Mary Kay Brown wears many hats, but her role in organizing and fostering enrichment programs might be one of her most crucial jobs. She says community partners come in, provide their program, or help with curriculum, and the kids love it. Other programs include creative writing, sign language, cursive, nutrition education, identity and culture, and healthy relationship habits. One of Eleanor Barker's enrichment programs is Scrabble, which may seem unusual until you dig deeper.
Scrabble is a game of many things. Spelling, strategy, partnership, support. It opens a new world for them in things that we do.
She adds that the game also improves her students' math skills. Sometimes the students get prizes, and she loves when the winning student will share the prize with friends. Barker has been working with Duggan students for 34 years, and she says something as small as playing Scrabble together can teach some major life skills.
That's what we want to bring together. How they can work together, support each other, lift each other, and just be real nice students.
Mary Kay Brown says Duggan hosts a party at the end of the year for enrichment program leaders. At the party, there's a focus on how each program has helped students. If they reach out to community members in the area, she's sure that they can recreate the same success here. And so Brown says if you provide a good structure and follow through with program leaders, you'll have people knocking on your door wanting to be a part of the turnaround here.
That's WSBT 22's Tali Taylor reporting. 500 signatures in 2 weeks. That's what South Bend Schools need to get its referendum on next year's ballot. The school district is calling on supporters to help get those signatures. WSBT 22's DJ Manu has the story.
That's because the district is set to lose an additional $13 million when the tax caps are removed. But before the district can even figure out the details surrounding what if the referendum fails or succeeds, they need to get the signatures to even get on next year's ballot.
A high school closing, reduction in teachers, cuts in programs, all possible consequences to a failed referendum. Consequences, South Bend School says, is too early to speculate, but don't want to have to look down that road.
If this thing isn't passed, it's going to be bleak.
CFO Karima Fowler says this referendum affects more than what happens in the classroom.
The success of our schools are so closely related to everything economically, from property values to crime and just the overall success of our city.
Fowler says the 2020 tax cap hit would only get worse as the years go on if it fails. Superintendent Todd Cummings says the referendum will help ensure teachers are paid well, schools are safe, and students get the opportunities they need. One part of the referendum, Fowler says, is asking for $54 million. 39 of that would be used on deferred maintenance projects. The rest...
that'll be used to address right-sizing of the district and also... any new programs or development that we need to put in place to make sure that we're competitive and our kids are learning and reading.
Focusing on getting those signatures, Cummings says they'll be relying on help from their supporters.
Going to be knocking on doors, going to be where people are, going to go to the mall, use Talks with Todd. We're going to use our students. And
Fowler says for a signature to count, the person must be a homeowner or be a registered voter within the school district limits. And she's banking on their desire to see improvements.
The change that we need is not going to happen unless everybody's in this together.
Fowler says they're actually shooting for about 800 signatures, fully knowing that a good portion will actually get thrown out for not meeting those requirements. If the district gets the signatures, they can then get on the ballot and then really start off their campaign on why they want voters to say yes for the referendum.
In another move to reduce costs and perhaps raise some money, the school corporation is looking at the possibility of selling its administration building in downtown South Bend. The six-story building was appraised last year at $2.3 million, but it's not clear what it might actually sell for on the open market. Superintendent Todd Cummings says the building is underutilized and the board and administration could function well in other existing buildings in the district. The South Bend Tribune spoke with a commercial realtor about the building, who says it's in a great location, though there are already several vacant buildings downtown. Board President John Anella tells the newspaper selling the high-profile building would help make the case to voters that the school corporation is serious about economizing as it seeks a tax referendum to prevent severe cuts to staff and programs. South Bend Schools expects to lose at least $13 million next year because of enrollment declines and property tax caps, unless voters agree to keep current tax levels and add a little more. A vote on that referendum is planned for May. The leader of South Bend's regional chamber has a new job, but he's not out of his old one. The South Bend Regional Chamber and the Greater Niles Chamber of Commerce have now partnered up.
Jeff Ray, now president and CEO of both chambers, says the partnership could be a huge benefit to businesses in Niles. Ray and his staff are already working on some new programs, and business owners are really excited. Mark Weber is the CEO of the YMCA of Southwest Michigan. He also runs the Michiana YMCA in South Bend.
It's more than a swim and gym facility. It truly is a community center.
Weber does a lot of work with schools and nonprofits trying to promote youth development and healthy communities.
At the end of the day, I go home at night and I go, wow, we've done a lot of positive things for our community each day.
That's why he supports the partnership between the South Bend Regional and Greater Niles Chambers of Commerce. Weber says it'll make it that much easier for his YMCAs to have a positive impact.
We don't have the deep pockets. We don't have the resources here in this community like South Bend does. Jeff has a team of experts that support him.
The Jeff Weber is referring to is this one, Jeff Ray. Ray is the president and CEO of both chambers, something he says will benefit businesses in both cities.
If you can keep the bureaucratic overhead low and not duplicate the same things in each jurisdiction, then there's a real benefit or real economies of scale.
The Niles Chamber, which was pretty lightly staffed, has now gained the staffing, resources, events, and information of the South Bend Chamber. Ray says that helps all area businesses grow.
Their employees come from broad geography, their suppliers come from a broad geography, their customers come from broad geography.
And Ray says regions that grow together, regardless of political boundaries, do the best. Weber says he's already seeing the effects of that regional mindset.
I'm really excited. I can't mention who it is yet, but a major presence with the hospital system in South Bend is going to be joining our board.
I asked Ray how customers might benefit from this new Chamber of Commerce partnership. He says they probably won't notice a difference. The partnership is more about helping businesses develop and grow.
That's WSBT 22's Caitlin Conan reporting. Right now, millions of Americans are buying items online, and all of these purchases are making their way to homes. Porch pirates are ready to swoop. We've got some of the best ways to help keep your stuff safe.
Try to have those items delivered while you're home if possible, and use a proof of delivery and a signature required as well. If those options aren't good, maybe try to have it delivered to your place of work. But if none of those are good, try to enlist the help of a trusted neighbor.
Tis the season for holiday cheer and packages arriving on doorsteps. But porch pirates are on the lookout, driving around to find boxes to steal.
It's an everyday thing. Right.
And we got to try to help stop it as best we possibly can.
Ray Thompson and James Sims have lived in Kennedy Park for decades. A big concern they have around this time of year is the potential for medication to be taken.
I would feel very bad because the cost of medicine nowadays is extremely high. And when you order something like that and you get it stolen, where are you going to get the other money from?
But even if what arrives on a doorstep isn't life-saving or expensive, it could still contain a lot of value for the recipient.
We suggest that you tell your neighbors if you're going to be gone during the day and your package get delivered.
South Bend Police Department spokesman Ken Garcia says that's a great idea.
Like I said, have it maybe delivered to a neighbor's house who you know may be at home all the time. Or if you are having something delivered, let your neighbors know, hey, I'm expecting a package today at this time. Could you go pick that up for me?
And we got to watch out for each other, because one person cannot do it alone.
So I would just say, be careful, keep your eyes and ears open, and watch out for each other.
And if you see something suspicious, report it to police.
Oftentimes we never have a good description of who is responsible for it, but at the end of the day, you are the victim of a crime, and if you want to report it, you should report it.
Garcia tells me that last year between Cyber Monday and Christmas, there were 9 reports of package thefts. But since people don't often report these incidents, that number is expected to be much higher.
WSBT 22's Caroline Torrey reporting. Lake Michigan is almost 3 feet higher than it is normally, and coupled with recent storms, some major damage has been inflicted on area shorelines. So why is erosion happening, and when can we expect water levels to go down? WSBT 22 spoke with a Notre Dame professor who has researched erosion to get some answers.
Strong winds, big waves, and shifting sand have all contributed to erosion in southwest Michigan. One local professor says there is not a lot that homeowners can do right now to stop it, but there is some good news if they can just wait it out.
You can see the difference in
Andrew Kennedy, a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Notre Dame, says he's not surprised erosion is happening at such a quick rate.
For every foot of increased water levels, you have 50 to 100 feet of inland erosion.
Some people in Michigan have lost 50 feet of beachfront property in just the last few months.
As the water levels increase, the bottom profile adjusts, and that makes the erosion go even further inland.
With the water almost 3 feet higher than normal, Kennedy says unfortunately there's not a lot homeowners can do to fix the issue. He says sandbagging and adding stones won't make much of a difference.
You can stop anything given enough money, but the amount of money to stop erosion starts in the millions.
And then, even if millions could be raised, Kennedy says it's probably too late to put together an effective plan to stop erosion right now.
Anything you start now, it'll be shutting the door after the barn door after the horse has left.
Why is erosion happening? Kennedy says it all comes down to water levels, and if the Great Lakes gets a lot of rain or snow, it's going to continue to increase the water levels in Lake Michigan. But there is some good news.
The water levels are not going to continue increasing indefinitely. They can't, because Lake Michigan drains. It drains to Lake Huron and Lake Erie.
For homeowners that can wait out these high levels, things should return to normal someday.
I guess the good thing is that high lake levels eventually go down. Maybe not as quickly as people would like, but they will go down and then the beaches will build back out.
So when will the water levels return to normal? Well, that's the million-dollar question. Kennedy says if we would get less rain this spring and summer, that would help lower the levels at least a little bit by next fall. But until then, homeowners that live in these areas are going to have to wait for things to improve.
WSBT 22's Brooke O'Daniel reporting. More big names have been added to Notre Dame's Idea Week 2020. Comedian and host of The Daily Show, Trevor Noah, and the founder of the social news site Reddit, Alexis Ohanian, are scheduled to appear. Organizers also announced Fighting Irish Esports Invitational, Notre Dame's first official esports tournament. Noah will perform on Sunday, April 19th at Purcell Pavilion at the Joyce Center. Ohanian will give a keynote address on Thursday, April 23rd at the Renaissance District in downtown South Bend. The esports tournament will be held on campus Thursday and Friday, April 23rd and 24th. Details on all Idea Week events are available at ideaweek.com.
The views expressed on WSBT's Community Update are those of the guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of the host, WSBT Radio, its staff, or management. Join us again next week on Community Update on The Sports Leader, 96.1 WSBT.